The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hello and welcome to Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Doug Reed. You can follow me on Twitter at Doug_Reed34. That's R-E-I-D-34. This is Sports Ethos presentation. And if you're not already following us on Twitter, there's two accounts I highly recommend. One is Ethos Wagering. That's E-T-H-O-S Wagering. You'll get our daily free play. You'll get a number of thoughts, comments, insights as the day goes on various games, how injuries affect them, whatnot. Highly recommend you follow it. And also, if you're a fantasy basketball fan, check out Ethos Fantasy BK on Twitter, the single most dominant basketball and fantasy news feed out there. Get all the NBA news in one handy Twitter feed. It's faster than the competition and provides more analysis. Again, that's Ethos Fantasy BK on Twitter. So I want to do a quick review of yesterday. I was on 12 games, went 7-5 in the NBA. I was 2-1, so plus 0.9 units. Cleveland plus 4 and Phoenix minus 1.5, won both those. I had Brooklyn plus 2.5 against Denver, and they lost that stinker. In the NCAA, I was 4-4, but actually plus 0.05 units. I had Iowa State plus 145 money line. They pulled that one out in overtime, which is actually an exciting game. In the end, so happy with that. And then the NHL, I had a little parlay, won that one, so I was up 1.15. Altogether, 7-5 plus 2.1 units, so can't complain about that. Not going to be a long show today, so we're going to get right away to hitting the boards. In the NBA, there's only two games. The Lakers travel to Philadelphia. Philly is 2.5-point favorite, totals 218. I'm actually on the 76ers here. I like Philly at home. I know Anthony Davis is back for the Lakers. Didn't see a full allotment of minutes last game, and I can't believe he's going to play much more than low 20s again, if that. So I think Philly, although they don't have Maxey, I don't think Curry's playing for them either. I still think they'll be able to handle the Lakers at home. So I'm on Philly minus 2.5. Not going to touch the total at 218. The other game, Minnesota travels to Golden State to face the Warriors. Line right now on that is Golden State minus 6. I've got that about 5.5, so I'm fading that one. Total 229.5. That's a little higher than my number, but you never know with Golden State. Minnesota's been playing great as well, so I'm not on that game. But that should be, I think that'll be a good game. If I had to lean one way or the other, I'd lean to the Warriors to cover. They had a big win a couple days ago, and wouldn't be surprised if they could cover more than those two possessions. On to college basketball. Huge slate, 70 games in college basketball. I'm going to run through a few that I will be interested in and a few that I'm on. We start off six ranked teams playing. Three in the Big Ten. Wisconsin travels to Nebraska. Wisconsin's a 9-point favorite, 145.5 is the total. I would probably lean Nebraska in this. It's just a Big Ten game on the road. Wisconsin's clearly the better team. They're the 11th ranked team in the country. But if I had to pick a side, I'd probably pick Nebraska. Number 16, Ohio State travels to Minnesota. They're Ohio State's 6.5-point favorites. 135 is the total. I'd lean the Buckeyes here. Minnesota's still got three of their top four scorers out of the game, out in COVID protocols. I'm not sure what they're calling it in college, but out for COVID-related issues. So don't like laying points ever at the barn. Minnesota's always been a tough team at home. They actually won against Rutgers when these three players, I think it was Saturday, were announced just before the game that they are out. So got a little boost maybe there, but I think a few days later, Ohio State's a much better team than Rutgers. And the Buckeyes coming in, I think they'll win, and I could see them covering the 6.5-point spread, but I'm not on that game. Number six team is Purdue. They travel to Iowa. Iowa is never an easy place to win. Purdue's actually favored by 2.5. I was hoping this spread was going to be more in the 4, 4.5, 5 range. Then it would have been an Iowa, but at 2.5, I would still lean Iowa, but that's a little too close to call. Purdue is a good-looking team with their two giant big men and Jaden Ivey. So I could see them easily winning, but Iowa Hawkeyes are a tough team at home. Total 154. They like to score as well at home. I see this probably going under. I think Iowa's won't be able to contain Purdue's big men, so they won't get a lot of second chance buckets on offense. And I could see Purdue getting out on the road if they do get ahead, try and control the tempo and maybe be an under, but not on that game either. Later on, we have Cal traveling to UCLA. The number 7 Bruins come in 15.5-point favorites, total 130. I'd actually be on Cal here. I'm not on the game, but if I had to lean, I would lean to Cal. That's just a lot of points. UCLA is the better team. They should win. But I think Cal should be able to give him a game and keep it maybe within 10, 12, not 15.5. Loyola Marymount travels to Gonzaga, the number 2 Zags, and they're going there to get a beatdown. Zags are favored by 28.5 points, 156.5 is the total. I'd take Loyola here, to be honest with you. They're going to lose. They're going to lose by a lot, but maybe in the low 20s. Gonzaga does tend to, when they get going, they can put up points and a lot of them quickly. I just think Loyola will be able to hold within this number. But it's just too big a number. I don't want to be on either side of that game. And then the final ranked team is USC, number 15, USC. They are at home to the Stanford Cardinal. USC is favored by 11, total of 141. I'd actually be on Stanford here, too. Again, just laying 11 points in a Pac-12 game is a lot. Even though USC is clearly the better team, they should win. I don't know that they win by double digits, though. So those are the ranked teams. I'm not necessarily on any of those. I'm not on any of those games. A lot of other interesting games out there. As well, I'm going to go through a few that I am on. Lipsicum is at Jacksonville. Now, this game in the Atlantic Sun Conference is one that probably not a lot of people are looking at. But here's why I'm on this. I'm on Jacksonville at -3 against the spread. Jacksonville's 10-5, and Lipsicum is 6-12. But at home, Jacksonville is 4-1 against the spread, and straight up they're 5-0 on the road. Lipsicum's 3-7. And straight up against spread and on the road, straight up, they're 1-9. So I think I'm surprised Jacksonville is only favored by 3, and that's why I'm on this. The three systems that I like to use, KenPom has it at -5, Torvik has -5, and Jeff Sagarin's system has Jacksonville -7. So I was on the game. I checked these systems. They're all even better. And I thought the line would have been 4.5 or 5 for Jacksonville. So happy to take Jacksonville in this A-Sun matchup, laying the 3 points at home. The next game is Delaware at Towson. These guys played on Monday at Delaware. Towson won 69-72. I forget exactly. They covered the spread. I think they were 3 or 4 point underdogs. They covered the spread. I like Towson again at -4.5. The reason is Towson's a pretty decent 3-point shooting team. They're the 53rd best team in the country. They hit 36.4 of their 3-point shots. And Delaware does not defend the three at all. They're the 322nd worst team in the country, giving up 37.1% on three-point shots. So it should be a close game. Towson's going to have the scoring advantage. Towson already beat them. There's always a lot of talk about these back-to-back games when you play a team back-to-back or within 7 to 10 days. It is hard to beat a team twice, but I think Towson's coming home. If it were the other way, they're going on the road, then maybe I wouldn't be on this number. But at home, they just beat Delaware. They're a good three-point shooting team, and Delaware does not defend that at all. And then again, when I go to the systems, KenPom has, they all have Towson favored. KenPom is by 9, Torvik by 8, and Sagarin by 8. So in line with my thinking, I'm on Towson minus 4.5. A couple of other off-the-beaten-path games, or more, this is more mid-major, in the Ohio Valley. Eastern Illinois travels to Tennessee Martin. Eastern Illinois is a 12.5-point underdog at Tennessee Martin. Not on the line. I'm actually on the total of under 134.5. And the reason I'm on this total is if you just look at some of these numbers. Three-point shooting, just to rank in the country. So there's 358 D1 schools in college ball right now.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
In regards to three-point shooting, Tennessee Martin is number 320. Illinois is number 290. But it gets worse for Eastern Illinois. From 2 points, Tennessee Martin's number 238. Eastern Illinois is number 358, the worst two-point shooting team in the country. Free throws, Tennessee Martin's 223. Eastern Illinois is number 355. So the fourth worst shooting team in the country from free throws. Offensive adjusted efficiency. Both these teams are bad. Tennessee Martin's number 300 in the country. Eastern Illinois' number 357. And when you look at some against this number trends, to the unders, Tennessee Martin is 7-9-2. Eastern Illinois is 3-14 to the under. Now, the interesting thing is their last three games have all gone over, but not because of them. Okay? They've given up 90, 87, and 91 points. The fact is, though, they're playing three of the best four teams in the Ohio Valley. Tennessee Martin is currently 7th. Out of 10 teams, not nearly the class of the Ohio Valley that Eastern Illinois was facing. So I don't see them giving up 90 points or so to Tennessee Martin. It's a huge spread, 12.5, but I don't see them giving up in the 90 range. And they haven't scored 60 points in a game. Eastern Illinois hasn't scored 60 points in a game once against a D1 school this year. So at 134.5, I'm on the under because of the trends and also just those terrible shooting on both sides of the ball, frankly. So happy to be on the under 134.5 there. I would put this, I think most systems have this coming in the high 120s. So happy to take that as an under. Now, this one is an off the beaten path game in the Summit. North Dakota is at South Dakota State. A lot of interesting stats on this. Now, I don't usually go this high on either, but the total is 161. I'm actually going over 161. And South Dakota State's favored by 22. I'm actually taking them at minus 22. And here's why. South Dakota plays fast. They're the 14th fastest team in the country. North Dakota is at number 249. So they play well below average, slow. The Jackrabbits of South Dakota State, though, are the number one three-point shooting team in the country. They hit 44.6% of their three-point shots. North Dakota State, defending the three, 346th worst in the country. In regards to two-point shooting, South Dakota State's the 19th best in the country at 55.7. Regarding defense, North Dakota defending the two ball is the 342nd worst team in the country. When it comes to free throws, which won't be a factor in this game, but there will be some, obviously, the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State are the 37th best team at 76.5, and North Dakota actually is above average at 73.3. They're the 108th best three-point shooting team. Now, when it comes to total points they've scored, North Dakota State has scored just under 71 a game, giving up about 78.5. South Dakota State has scored about 87.5, giving up about 73. Overall, their records, North Dakota is 14-6. South Dakota State's 17-4 overall. South Dakota State is the class of the Summit, and North Dakota is not. Again, when I looked at this number and I thought, yeah, South Dakota State is going to score a lot and is going to run and going to keep scoring, and North Dakota won't be able to keep up. But when I looked at the metrics on the three systems that I used, I was actually surprised. I was on the over, but then KenPom has it at 166, Torvik 171, and Sagarin 170. So all well over 161, so I'm on that. And they all have the game more of a 24 to 28 point South Dakota State win. So don't usually take big numbers like this, but I'm on the over 161, and I'm on the South Dakota State Jackrabbits getting out and running and winning by 22 points or more. The last game I want in college basketball is 9 p.m. Eastern. Pacific is at Portland. Pacific is plus two at Portland. And I'm actually on Portland minus two. And there's, I just think, I was surprised when I saw this line. I thought it would have been Portland minus five or six. Portland is the better team. Not by a ton, but I just thought at home, they seem to be a better team. When it comes to three-point shooting, Portland is below average, 33.1, but Pacific is the 354th, again, out of 358 teams. They're the 354th team defending the three ball. Two-point shooting is fairly close. Neither's all that good. Portland's 247th, but, sorry, it's not all that close. Pacific is the 316th team in two-point shots. So they convert 45%, which is 316th in the country. Portland 247th. When it comes to free throws, Portland's hitting 81.2% of their free throws. That's number two. Second best free throw shooting team in the country. And Pacific is well on the other end of that spectrum. They're the 324th team, best team in the country at 66.3. So if it's a close game, they win easy on the free throws. They're going to be scoring more threes. Portland, not a great three-point shooting team, but Pacific's a terrible team defending it. So I just think at home, laying 2 points is a little short of line. I was thinking more before five. Again, when I go and compare this to the systems that I use, Ken Palm's at Portland minus four, Torvik's Portland minus 7.5, and Sagarin's got Portland minus 9. So they're well above what I thought. I thought it would be about a 3 or 4 point game. So happy to take Portland. So that's all in college basketball, six plays there. The NHL, there's 10 games on the docket. The one I'm looking at straight up is the LA Kings travel to the Islanders. The Islanders are minus 130, and I'm going to be on the Islanders for one unit. They've been playing better. The Kings are on an East Coast road trip, kind of struggling, but not playing all that greatly. So happy to take the home Islanders at minus 130. Then we're going to try our hand at another fun parlay. The Rangers are minus 200 at Columbus, so I'm going to be on the Blue Shirts. Minus 200 money line, and Vegas is traveling to Florida. Florida's minus 155. Florida has a couple losses in the last 2 weeks. Well, I think one bad loss in the last week or so. I still like Florida at home. They're a great team at home. So if I take Rangers minus 200 and Florida minus 500, that gives me a money line. Two-team parlay at plus 146. So happy to run with those two plays in the NHL. So, again, if you have any questions, thoughts, I know a few of you have sent me comments. They're much appreciated. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Doug_Reed34. Happy to hear from you. Thoughts, comments. Would also love if you could go to your podcast provider and rate and review the show. A 5-star rating and any positive review always helps move the show up the list, gets more people aware of it, more coverage, and more traction with the show. But before I go, I want to talk about a couple of our sponsors. One is Manscaped. If you go to manscaped.com and use the coupon code HOOPBALL20, so 20, HOOPBALL20, at manscaped.com, you get 20% off your order and free shipping. Also, check out our pals at MyBookie. That's mybookie.ag. Use the code HOOPBALL on the third page to sign up to unlock deposit match bonuses there as well. So I hope you enjoy a slow slate in NBA, a huge slate in college basketball, and a pretty good slate in the NHL tonight. So lots to get out there and watch. Hope you have a great night, and we will catch you tomorrow.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.